Happy Friday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980 on the AM side. 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond. And Monumental Sports Network 2. We're ready for our close-ups. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. You can do that today. You got a three-man junk show this Friday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Also here on a Friday, not a payday Friday, last time I checked, Jason Bishop.
Got to wait a week for that.
Got to wait. Got to wait for that payday.
What's up? Happy Friday. You'll be in bed tonight by no later than 9 for your 3:30 a.m. wake-up call.
I'd say 9 to 9:30. It's a moving target at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
9 to 9:30, and then maybe some smelling salts in the morning.
Maybe I'll grab some smelling salts.
Yeah, you might have to.
It'll be a fitful night of sleep. It's never a great night of sleep before I have to make the death march down I-95, the annual trek.
Yeah, but the trek down is always more fun than the trek back because it's the start of your vacation.
It's the start, and I don't hit just soul-sucking Northern Virginia, starts in Fredericksburg, probably lasts all the way through Tyson's traffic on the way back.
Yeah.
I've never not hit
it. So it shouldn't bother you as much going down because, you know, you're just starting, you're looking forward to the vacay and getting there.
That is right.
Coming back is just depressing.
It is depressing.
Although when you come back, it'll be near the start of the football season.
That's very true. It'll be mid-August.
Yep.
There'll be 2 preseason games in the bank by then. There should be. They play, obviously, tonight against the Pats.
And then
next
weekend.
Next week.
Yep. So 2 in the bank, yeah.
They're 2/3 of the way there.
Correct.
They're basically home free. And hopefully Terry McLaurin's put pen to paper and is signed by then.
Correct.
Signed a contract extension.
Don't know about that one.
I said hopefully. I don't know if it'll happen. But
I don't know.
Hopefully it brings this interminable summer of Terry to an end.
But happy Friday to you, boys.
Thank you. Same to you. And Eric Bickle here also.
Yeah, what's up? You know, I would honestly strongly consider an addiction to the smelling salts and just start doing them every day. The problem is it doesn't really last. I can see why they use
it's fleeting.
Maybe to wake up someone that's passed out or something or for whatever bizarre reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it gets you fired up. For a minute.
It just
doesn't last.
I'll do one right now. Mike Moore, do you have one right now?
Do another?
Yeah, we got 3 or 4 left over.
I'll do one right now.
Look at this guy.
All right. It's 6:03.
My daughter was intrigued. She saw the video, like a lot of other people saw the video that hit the internet yesterday. My daughter was like, what did it feel like? And I was like, it's like getting punched in the face is the only thing I can really equate it to.
What's sick is both my kids said, yeah, I've done that. My son said, yeah, we were doing that before all the games. And then my daughter's like, yeah, they were doing it in high school. I tried it.
Yeah, my daughter playing field hockey in high school, never, it was never part of that field hockey culture, I guess, as far as I know.
Right.
Unless it's being hidden from me. I don't think that that the Colonel's field hockey team was passing around the smelling salts. I guess could have used it because I filled up the coffee pot with water. I put the coffee grounds in.
Forgot to turn
it on. I had
it
plugged in.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting for that hot cup of coffee to fill it up before the show started. And the pot couldn't have been more empty because I didn't press the start button.
Yeah, well, you're a doll.
So I'll just let Jason do. He can do a smelling salt in my honor if he'd like.
It was a big hit on social media. Everybody seemed to like it. Mar getting a lot of love there.
So much love.
Mar getting a lot of love.
I think somebody commented I'd buy stock in that kid.
Yeah.
If I could.
Got
a lot of love.
Mar, I have no idea. I have no idea what your career aspirations are. Do you just want to be like a nerdy YouTube editor guy? Or do you want to actually be like a rock star on the radio?
No, I mean.
Neither?
No. It's just TBD. I'm kind of just, I really enjoy working with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, come on.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we're a ray of sunshine.
By the way, did you even know who we were when you came here? No.
I had no idea, to be honest.
Yeah.
I had seen YouTube clips, though. Mm-hmm. Like every now and then I'd get a Redskins clip or,
But you actually had never really listened to the Junks. You had no idea what you were getting into.
I never really listened to radio too much growing up.
Right.
But then when I started working here, you guys were actually the first show that I filled in on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then.
Yes. Here you are.
When did you realize that you just literally just fell out of the sky into heaven?
Probably
like
when,
Hall of Famers.
Yeah, when it was like early, it was like 2 months into working with you guys, DC United crew came over and gave us all custom jerseys with our names on it. And I was like, this is pretty badass.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty sweet.
DC United jersey.
Freebies. You saw the freebies. It's like, this is the path.
Yeah. And now you got the Pupatella card. And, you know,
yeah, you're a big seller.
Are you still using that all the time?
I'm using it and abusing it because that's what Michael told me to do. What's that?
I haven't been there in forever.
You got to do it, bro.
I went about 3 weeks ago.
I usually go once a week, but I didn't
go this
week.
Too, man. I had that order at like,
right up at the 150 or whatever.
It was, I believe, my total pre-tip was $149.70. Man, I felt good when I saw that bill.
And then because you just brought a bunch of food home?
Yeah, because my daughter had like a friend coming over, and right. My son was home. I was like, this sounds like a Pupatella night.
And it was. By the way, their pizza's great too, but the meatballs are really good.
Yeah. Comes in handy, that card.
Yeah.
Jason, so what we said we're going to do, Drab and I, is we're going to drop it in the don't sleep so then we can hold on to it for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
so
savor it.
I'm going to nuke it right in this little don't sleep bottle.
Okay. So hold on. What are you doing? You're going to crack it?
And are
you
going to crack it?
Are you going to use it or no? You're going
to
dump it right
in
there?
I'll give it to Jason. I mean, he asked for it first, so
yeah,
we'll give him the
inaugural. Are these now in short supply around the office? Are we running low on the smelling
salts?
We're
running dangerously low
okay.
now. Yeah. Got to hold
we're
on to these.
DEFCON 2, I think.
Well, Drav, Valdez, and I might go out to Jackson's next week, so we got to hold on to at least one for Jackson's.
Understood.
Oh, okay.
Or buy more. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Need to replenish the supply. All right, smelling salt deployed into the don't sleep.
All right, why is it better that you put it in there? I know it makes it last, but why is it better when you put it in there? Is it more
it,
pop?
It kind of just holds on to
it. It contains
it. It's a little bit more pop.
It's not just completely exposed to oxygen.
Yeah, smart.
We're just going to leave it in there.
Yeah,
so
you know what?
The air can't
that's a pro right
so
there.
So I just smell it out of the bottle?
Yep, just,
yeah. As bad as yesterday? Or
George Kittle.
About the same?
Look at my eyes.
Yeah, I know. They water
so
fast.
Yeah, definitely water.
All right, close it up.
Well done.
Close it up.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good, but thank you.
I'll try just to see if it helps me. But
I needed to get a little wake up.
Because if you rolled a cot in here, I'd fall asleep. You guys, I could fall asleep while y'all were doing the show.
Well, you know what? I told Drabby, since all the lights are off out there in the lobby,
yeah.
I said, just keep them off.
Okay.
I don't like any bright lights. I would love to turn all the lights off in the studio. Mm-hmm. I know we can't, but I would love to.
I don't think Monumental will be very happy with
us. Can we sacrifice one day
that
for Monumental?
Just be dark?
Yeah,
on TV.
It's just too bright. I mean, that light.
It's too much.
I mean.
Why don't you just go like the old Howard Stern route and just wear sunglasses?
I should.
And nobody cares.
Bring them in here.
I probably
bring
should.
In those wraparounds.
Nobody cares.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, I just woke my ass up.
Yeah, man.
It's nasty, but
it'll last for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Gives you that little pop to start the day.
I really wish we had like bunks in here. Like during commercials, we could just lay down.
I didn't know, by the way, I did not know how prevalent smelling salts were. I didn't know like the ripple effect it was going to have through guys in the NFL. Because I saw Lavonte David, who I think has been in the league for like 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
He said, much like Kittle, he uses smelling salts before every defensive possession.
Mm-hmm.
It's his thing. I saw Baker Mayfield saying that if the smelling salts went away, he wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
Like these guys really use the smelling salts as a crutch.
They're very popular.
They're super popular.
Popular here now, too.
Apparently so. It's all the rage.
Does it like, if you did it all the time, does it damage like something in your nasal passages?
I don't know, but.
I can't imagine it's good for
you. Yeah, how could it not?
Yeah.
If it's that. Like
powerful,
impactful,
right?
How could it not do some sort of damage to your body?
Right.
I think the worst thing that happens is maybe you grow a little bit of extra chest hair.
Oh, is that what it is? You just become more manly. That's the only offshoot.
By the way, Drabby, is there a JP update? Like apparently they found.
They did. Yeah, they found Dylan. I think shortly after the show ended yesterday, so he must have been gone for like 2 hours.
He said something like he never made it to the car.
Yeah,
I couldn't really. I saw JP's explanation. I couldn't quite understand it.
And Kelsey said that she just sent me a video of it's just a video of Dylan walking across the street by himself, wandering around. Like that's how she found him. She just looked up and there he was. Just
that's hilarious.
Bumbling around the town.
Right.
So weird.
And then he said something. You guys ditched me. And then she sent me a video of JP and Dylan arguing.
Look at her just ratting out her family.
Yeah.
I bet you they were.
think JP's that happy with it.
With the reporting?
Well, he tweeted someone yesterday that, like, I guess Kelsey's the one selling us out or something like that.
I was going to say, because she's leaking everything. I mean,
it wouldn't be hard to figure out who's doing it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. He's pissed at her that she's telling all the details.
He's got, like, a White House leaking issue.
Yeah. He needs to plug those leaks.
Get his house in order.
He needs to figure some things out.
He needs to get his administration together.
His inner circle is turning on him. Yeah. You better look out.
It's either Kelsey or the wife or Dill. It's not the little one.
Sounds like Bella. They need like a family summit to figure some things out over there.
Well, I'd be bitter if my kids were leaking stuff to the radio show every day.
Of course you would.
He tweeted someone, I guess Kelsey is the one dishing the dirt. He took my keys and was told we were heading towards the car to find a spot for lunch. He never made it to the car, went the opposite direction. I went looking for him for 30 minutes in a castle. I couldn't find him. Then he says, all is well that ends well.
Very nonchalant.
Right. All right.
When does he come back? Tomorrow?
Not sure.
Not sure.
I don't know. People
You're the
are
king
asking
of
me.
Knowing other people's I vacation
have
plan.
No idea.
Not me.
No, I just assume he's coming back tomorrow.
I guess tomorrow or Sunday.
Didn't
I don't
he
know.
Tweet some picture and said, like, ciao, Italy or something?
Ciao. I don't
know. Does that mean goodbye?
Ciao means... I
Doesn't
think
it mean hello and goodbye?
I think it can mean either. I think it's kind of like aloha.
Oh.
Can mean either.
Oh.
I'm not even sure about that.
I interpreted that as, well, I guess the vacay's ending.
Well,
if I were
coming back from Europe, there's no way that I wouldn't have a buffer day lined up in between the travel and then coming back to work.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm coming back on Sunday and being at work on Monday. Like, I have the buffer when I come back from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That's only a few states away.
Correct.
That's not dealing with overseas travel and all that nonsense.
But knowing Flame, he'll come back Sunday night and get it at midnight.
He'll have a flight coming in at, like, 10:45 p.m.
Stay up and watch a Dodger game or something and then come into work.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch a Luka workout tape, something along those lines. All right, we have a lot to get to on a Friday. By the way, the preseason kicks off for the Commanders tonight against the Patriots.
What time's that kickoff?
7:30.
So we will talk with our friend John Keim about that coming up at 7 a.m. And we'll be joined by our friend Damaris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA. He will be in to promote his new book and more.
You don't understand. He truly cherishes coming in on the show.
We love having him.
He does all the other big shows all over the country. And he just starts tweeting up a storm whenever he's going to be on.
He's our guy.
Yeah.
Our guy.
Yeah.
He's probably going to bring some sort of tequila in.
Probably some fancy-ass alcohol.
He usually does.
That is true.
Too white trash to even consume. But we will consume.
True.
All right. So those are the guests that are upcoming. When we come back, we will get into the Junks sports page. Some big injuries in preseason NFL last night. And the Mystics made a big trade. Drab may lose his mind again. So we will get into all of that next here on The Fan. Remember, the Junks text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Jason used to work for them back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, too. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
1987 and 1988.
Very good.
Busboy.
Those are good years. Those were our
in Lewisdale, Maryland.
Junior and senior years of high school, 1987 and 1988.
That was the original Lido.
Yes, correct. And you don't call it Lido's. It's Lido Pizza.
Right.
If you call it Lido's Pizza, we think of you as a rube.
Lido.
That's all. That's all. Just need to get that out
of
there.
Most people do call it Lido's.
I know.
Is that spot still there? Jay, I haven't been around there forever.
No,
the OG's gone.
No, that moved years ago.
Got it.
I worked at the new version of the OG.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Where, over there in College Park?
Yeah. I was bartender, server.
The one right down the street from the Cornerstone, the C-Stone?
Yeah, it's right behind it on Knox Road.
Only old people call it the
Cornerstone.
I feel
like that one's been there like 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there since like 08.
Yeah.
Been
a while.
Yeah.
College Park institution.
Good stuff.
Yes,
over there.
Correct.
All right, time for the sports page, driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they've got huge incentives. It means lower prices on all your favorite models. Head on over. Ask for Evelyn. She's great. Make sure you walk in the front door, ask for Evelyn. And just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com.
Yes.
Three preseason games. I think last night it was the official start of preseason. I don't really count the Hall of Fame game.
Mm-hmm. This is the real kickoff.
Yeah. Three preseason games last night. Colts, Ravens, Bungles, Eagles, Raiders, and the Hooks. Start with the Raiders, Seahawks. I didn't watch any of this, but obviously Drab probably did. Finished.
I mean, those are his two favorite teams in the entire league. Yeah,
who are you rooting for there? Finished in a tie. Seattle started Drew Locke, and then Jalen Milroe came in. Of course, he's the rookie from Bama. Apparently, he looked pretty good. I think he had a long run. He ended up running for 38 yards. I think his longest run was a 27-yarder. But how did Milroe look for Seattle? Did you watch the game?
The game started at 10:20 at night. I watched like 30 minutes of it and went to bed. So Milroe was not in, so I just saw the highlights this morning. I mean, he's very fast.
Yeah, he is.
He's very, very fast. Yes, a little bit of an emotional night, seeing Pete back in Seattle, dapping everyone up, and Geno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think Geno played a series. Seahawks look good. They're playing. Yeah. They're doing old-school football. Mike McDonald stealing the Ravens' tactics of just bringing in the fullback, smash mouth. It's going to be kind
of
interesting.
Is there going to be a lot of Kenneth Walker in 2025 if he can stay healthy?
He's already hurt.
Have a lot of injury issues.
Yeah, he's cooked.
Yeah.
Probably okay.
Some Charbonnet. There's a Seahawks fifth for all you fantasy guys out there. Ooh, you want to take a flyer?
Yes,
there's a Seahawks guy who's just lighting up camp.
Oh, is that Jakarta Wright?
No.
Oh.
Nope. Our fifth round draft pick, a wide receiver, Torrey Horton from Colorado State.
I thought you were going to say Arroyo, the tight end.
No.
Got it.
If you're in a dynasty league, I don't even know. Fifth round draft pick, he's already getting work with the number ones, making multiple plays every single day.
Had a touchdown last night.
Yeah.
Had a touchdown last night.
Yeah, 3 for 31 and a tutty.
Good. All right, we'll keep an eye on him. For Vegas, Aiden O'Connell started. He was 18 for 30, threw a touchdown, but also a couple picks. They ran the ball 26 times for just over 100 yards.
He beat your guy, Dylan Lobby.
Dylan Lobby. Let's talk about Dylan Lobby.
Trying to make the roster again.
It's a loaded room. Mm-hmm. He's got his work cut out for him. Maybe he'll be able to carve out a spot. Maybe they'll stash him on the practice squad. Maybe somebody will pick him up.
Give me Lobby's numbers from last night.
Well, he did as much as he could do. I mean, he caught a touchdown, I think, on like a swing pass. He had 4 carries for 38 yards, which is really good. He had a little punt return where he gained 10 yards. That's important. Picked up a blitz when he needed to. He had a tackle on a kickoff coverage deal. So he was getting some run, and he was making some plays. He put some good stuff on film last night.
Good. Catching a touchdown is big.
It is.
I think it's big.
Yeah. 6-yarder.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's got some name guys in front of him. So it's always different, too, when you know, this regime didn't draft him.
Right.
They're not invested at all. He's got to show out.
He's got to impress his new boss, Tom Brady and company,
right,
in that front office.
But he is reminding people that he really is – a talented player, just needs opportunity. Last year, he had a couple times where he had the ball and like he just had ball security stuff. You know, it's a big leap from the level he was playing in college to the NFL. Now,
I don't read too much into preseason, obviously, but Ashton Jeanty, 3 carries, -1 yards.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he was just in there for a series,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't
look at it.
I'm not going to look at that too much.
I mean, I know he was, he had like a 4-yard loss.
Yeah.
Apparently the offensive line wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he'll be fine. I mean,
he's clearly
the starter.
He's going to get like 18 to 20 carries per game as a rookie.
Yeah.
He's going to have a huge role there.
Also last night, the Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. I guess one of the bigger stories from this game, there was a couple of injuries, first of all. So Anthony Richardson,
right,
quarterback for the Colts, had a dislocated pinky on his throwing hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ended up being 2 for 3 for 21 yards, but dislocated his pinky.
You
so kind of
do need
out.
Your pinky.
Yeah,
you know, believe it or not, you kind of do.
For gripping a football and throwing it, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
Kind of do need it.
Yeah.
So he was out. Daniel Jones was 10 for 21 for 144 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Riley Leonard, rookie from, was at Duke and then transferred to Notre Dame, 12 for 24. and threw a pick. Had some rushing yards, though. Ran for 34 yards, including a 21-yarder.
It sounds like the potential breakout for the Colts on offense, aside from Tyler Warren, the rookie,
it's Warren.
Is Adonai Mitchell, second-year wideout.
Yeah.
Turning some heads in camp so far. He had two grabs for 37 last night. Tyler Warren had 3 for 40.
Yeah.
He's going to be a big part of that offense.
He was a first-round pick. What was he, like the 12th pick?
Somewhere in that range. Close to the mid-first round, I think, yeah.
Rookie from Penn State.
Going back to Richardson, I mean, it's just the same old story with him.
Yeah.
That injury was completely preventable. He's got to, I mean, look.
Did he hold the ball too long? Or
No, it would happen fast. But every quarterback, everybody, analyst who's breaking down the play says he's got to be able to tell what's coming before the play happens. And it happens fast, and he's got to get a hot route and dump the ball off to the running back there. What is he doing? This is football. This is quarterback 101.
He's got to know the pressure's there, but he also got no help from his running back. Like, if you watch the play, the back goes out.
Yeah, but Jeff Schwartz said, who's a former offensive lineman, said that's not the running back's job. They'll never do that. You don't just chip when you have a hot route. You have to get out, and the quarterback has to get you the ball immediately.
Yeah.
You can't be sprinting full speed and then be expected to chip somebody. You can't. He says you will never do that.
Here's the part where it is on Richardson. Like, he drops back, and he's squarely just... He's just laser focused over
on the
here.
Receiver.
Like, he should be here for a second, then obviously scanning the field. There was no scanning. He's just here. Guy comes over to the blind side, just flattens him.
Yeah.
And hence the injury.
Didn't he play like 9 games in college or something? Like,
very inexperienced as a college player.
He's just an athletic freak.
Played 1 year, yeah.
Yeah, you know, could throw it 100 yards.
It's probably
going to
wind up costing Chris Ballard his job in Indianapolis if it doesn't work out.
Yeah. So we'll see how long he's going to be out there.
Well, then the injury to the Raven corner was
Ravens cornerback Bilal Cohn, I believe.
I actually had just turned it on when that happened.
I didn't see it. I just read this. I didn't want to see it. I felt so bad for the kid. Tore a ligament in his left knee last night.
I thought he like dislocated a knee or
something. Apparently it was very graphic.
Well, it was just cockeyed.
Yeah.
Like, immediately his leg is cockeyed, and then and then they start waving people over. But the trainers, I have to say, they are very calm. They all came over to him, and clearly it was a bad injury.
Yeah.
And they were just very, very calm. They eventually put him in an air cast. He was in distress. He felt horrible. But Harbaugh said a nice thing, though. He said that, you know, it's just going to happen on a different timeline. He's a part of this team, and, you know, just have to, you know, get healthy.
Those are your clear cases of why you put your starters in bubble wrap and either don't play them or play them for a series and get them off the field. And save them for early September.
It wasn't like there was a lot of contact. It was just a little ball in the corner of the end zone there, and he just kind of tripped over his legs or whatever happened.
Yeah, it's just a horrible break for him. Speaking of starters, the Bengals, they started a bunch of their guys, especially on offense. And I think we talked about it. Zach Taylor talked about playing these guys a little bit more in the preseason because they historically get off to slow starts in the regular season.
Yep.
And it's because, I guess, in the past they didn't play as much in the preseason. But Joe Burrow, 9 for 10 for a buck 23, a couple of touchdowns.
It's pretty laser focused there.
Including one to Jamar Chase, who had 4 catches for 77 yards and a touchdown. So I don't know if T. Higgins had a catch. I'm just looking at the box.
He was targeted once, no catches.
No catches, yeah. But obviously Burrow and Chase were hooking up on the first couple of series. So for the Eagles, I don't think any of the starters really played. Tanner McKee was 20 for 25 for a couple of touchdowns. Kyle McCord came in as well. DTR came in. Will Shipley, I think he led them in rushing.
He did.
7 carries for 48 yards.
I'd forgotten that A.J. Dillon had resurfaced on the Eagles roster.
Yeah, he was out there. 5 carries for 27.
Yeah.
So you had 3 preseason games last night, and you've got 3 tonight, including the Washington Commanders at 7:30. There are 2 7 o'clock games. Mm-hmm. Lions, Falcons in Atlanta, and of course Cleveland and Carolina. We talked about the Cleveland the game because Shador Sanders, of course, will start. And then you've got the Commanders Patriots at 7:30. I can't wait until I go to an early dinner with some friends tonight.
Yep.
5 o'clock reservations.
Perfect.
May probably end up eating around 5:30.
You're right in the sweet spot, 5 p.m.
Maybe have a post-dinner cocktail at the bar.
Yeah.
And then home in my bed with my dog and my computer on my lap. Watching the game at 7:30.
Sounds like a great evening.
That's what I'm going to do.
That sounds perfect, actually.
That's what I'm going to do, fellas.
Good. You got your whole evening planned out.
By the way, speaking of injuries, man, this is just a brutal injury for the Chargers. Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater is going to miss the entire year. He had a ruptured patella tendon suffered in practice yesterday. He will undergo surgery. He'll be placed on IR immediately. That's just a brutal, brutal loss when you lose your left tackle.
Who's we talked about
when he's a Pro Bowler.
Pro Bowler, and the Chargers like to run it.
Yes.
Like he that really affects their game plans going forward. So that's going to be tough.
And he just signed a huge deal.
A big extension.
4 years, $113 million extension.
Right.
Just 11 days ago, including $92 million guaranteed. Going to miss the entire year. Man, that's the brutality of the sport.
Yeah, that's why drafting is important. Depth is so super important.
Yep.
Now, the guy they're going to plug in, whoever that is not going to be Slater level, but they're going to have to march on without him.
Yep. So, preseason's underway. All right, Nats lose 6-0 last night to the Athletics. Well, actually, not last night. It was yesterday, 12:05 game. Mitchell Parker got the loss. He now has 12 losses. He's 7-12. ERA is 5.5. Shut out by the Athletics. I believe they ended up losing 2 out of 3 there. They will now head out to San Francisco starting tonight, 10:15 start tonight on a West Coast road trip.
By the way, Rooster retweeted Ryan Schenker. At Ryan Schenker on Twitter, the Nats have a .286 win percentage in day games. Their worst in franchise history in 2025.
Yeah, they only managed 3 hits.
The Nats are playing day games? Super fade.
Yeah.
Just fade them.
And maybe play the under.
And probably play the
under. Maybe play their team total under.
Mm-hmm.
James Wood ended up going 0-for-4, struck out a couple times. He's just struggling. Hitting .254 now, but they were just 3-for-29. Athletics had 12 hits, 12-for-35. So, you know, they obviously are struggling, have been struggling for weeks.
You think that was a fun flight out to San Fran after just getting blanked again?
Nope. Mm. Paul Skeens, this guy's a lock for the Cy Young. Beat the Reds 7-0. ERA is down to 1.94, struck out 8 in 6 innings, allowed 7 hits. Did I see that that's the most amount of hits he's allowed?
Yes.
Did I see that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy. Didn't walk anybody, no earned runs, and it got his 7
win. I saw,
win.
Too, that like the Pirates might have 7 shutouts on the season. 5 of them are Skeens starts.
Yeah.
Just dominant.
I mean, to have a 1.94 ERA in middle of August is just crazy. All right, the Mystics. I guess the WNBA trade deadline was, I don't know, yesterday?
I was unaware of WNBA hot stove talk leading up to the deadline.
There was a deadline, and the Mystics traded Aliyah Edwards to the Connecticut Sun in exchange for J.C. Sheldon and a first-round pick swap. So the Mystics will also have the right to swap Minnesota's 2026 first-round pick. Sheldon was the number 5 overall pick in the 2024 draft. I believe she was the right ahead of Edwards. I think they both were in the 2024 draft, numbers 5 and 6. So they flopped them. And they so the Mystics gave up on Aliyah Edwards.
Grab, did you feel vindicated when you saw that news hit the wire yesterday?
I mean, we all knew this was happening. It is what it is. I can't. I was getting a lot of pats on the backs yesterday saying, you called it. I mean, they traded for another bust of a girl.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
They gave the grades for this trade. The Mystics get a B+, and the Sun gets a B+. So I don't know why they like the trades for both sides.
Did you see that? I think the Connecticut Sun are moving to Boston.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
So they're like one of the original teams. I think I saw this. They're going to move to Boston.
They're called the Connecticut Sun?
Yeah.
That's what they've always been called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Because they used to play at the Mohegan Sun.
Right.
So now
they still play there. I don't know. But then I think the new owner is paying $350 million for
them. Mm. Man, that's a lot.
Their franchise valuations are going up.
Didn't Portnoy say he'd pay $250 in a second?
Yeah.
Yep. He's all over
Connecticut,
it.
By the way, is the worst team in the league. They're 5-24.
They've been around for 20-some years.
Oh, yeah.
WNBA's been around for a while, but man.
I understand the league has. Yeah. I've never heard of the Connecticut Sun.
You haven't? Have you heard?
Come on.
All right,
I'm not kidding.
I'm going to give
I've heard of like the Liberty and the Lynx and the Mystics.
Do I have any small bills here?
I've never heard of the Connecticut Sun.
I will ship $3 to your Venmo account.
Yeah.
If you can name the Golden State Blanks. I believe they just started play this year.
In the WNBA?
In the WNBA, yes.
No idea.
I think it starts with a V, doesn't it?
It definitely starts with a V.
Yeah.
And it's not the V word that you're thinking
of. Yeah, right. Yeah. Golden State, it's V what?
V-A.
I'll even tell you what I think it is.
Golden State Valley Girls.
You're close. I think this thing is like a Viking warrior princess type of.
Yeah, that's not my world.
Yeah.
What is it?
Valkyrie.
Yeah,
the Golden State Valkyries.
That's actually kind of a cool name, but
it is a cool name.
It's the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, I knew my $3 was relatively safe.
How many games do they play in the regular season? About 50?
Not sure.
Maybe not that many.
I think it's, I don't know.
40?
38? I don't know.
Yeah. So Washington's 13-16, and like I said, Connecticut's 5-24. Something that's more interesting, the FedEx St. Jude scores from the first round yesterday in Memphis, Tennessee.
Of course, more interesting
than the WNBA?
Okay.
A billion times more.
Sure, you're probably right.
But it's the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. There's three tournaments. Of course, the winner at the very end, who's number one in the FedEx Cup playoffs, takes home about $20 million. So it's just a big deal. But anyway, Ashke Bhatia and Tommy Fleetwood are near the top. Denny McCarthy, I think, played pretty well. I'm just kind of looking for his scores. Scottie Scheffler was 3-under. Xander Schauffele, 2-under. And this is, of course, the top 70 in the FedEx Cup playoffs. -1. Rory McIlroy decided not to play in this event because it's not going to affect him. He's number 2 in the FedEx Cup and right behind Scheffler. But that was round 1. Round 2, of course, starts today, I believe, at about 8:20.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN and ESPN.com. He'll join us to help break down Pat's Commanders tonight at 7:30. John Keim joins us at 7. Hey, I have a quick question for you guys. Do you guys get nervous when you go to an airport generally? Kind of on edge because you're flying and it's...
The only edge I go through at this point is I don't like the uncertainty of the security and... parking your car or that stuff.
Sure, but like we can all agree, like going to the airport, you're kind of on edge.
It could be a stressful day. Traveling can be stressful, sure.
Well, I think travel is always stressful.
Always.
Yeah.
So how on edge would you be if you did the same thing a woman just did trying to fly through Dulles on her way to Frankfurt, Germany?
Okay. What did she do?
She tried to smuggle 59 pounds of marijuana in her suitcase.
She's just stupid. I mean she's just a stupid.
How quickly did she get busted? Like,
well, they're
instantly.
They,
I mean,
because you have to, all those, they put them right through the thing.
They all get scanned.
Yeah.
I can see,
if you fly domestically.
I can see maybe if you're really desperate, maybe you try to hide some weed in like your carry-on and wrap it up. Like somehow you try to hide a little bit.
Those dogs now. Drafts been nervous several times.
Certain airports, yeah.
Well, I've seen him at BWI.
If you smuggle 59 pounds of weed into your suitcase.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a moron.
Like, you're going to go to jail for probably 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, she'll get off somehow. Yeah, but I mean,
unless she's done it multiple times.
She's booked with multiple felonies.
Yeah, but they'll negotiate it down. But, yeah, I mean, it's not great.
I mean, who's brazen enough to just wheel a bag through an airport with 59 pounds of marijuana in it.
I mean, was she being paid by somebody? Was she just the,
I don't know the details.
The mule?
All I know is, like, she got pulled off the flight, and they said, well, you're not flying to Germany. Yeah. You're not making this trip today.
Yeah.
You have nearly 60 pounds of marijuana in your suitcase.
I mean, she's just dumb.
This happened at Dulles.
Dulles.
She's from Las Vegas, I guess, flew from Vegas, hit Dulles.
And she's going to Germany.
She was attempting to go to Germany, but she was detained.
Of course. Well, she's just a stupid woman.
She's a stupid person.
I thought you were going to do a story about the woman I read about who didn't think that there was Diet Coke, like in England or something. Did you see this?
I haven't seen this.
I thought they said she packed like 59 Diet Cokes or something in her
Okay.
Suitcase.
Now, I like that hustle, by the way.
I don't know if she got arrested or anything, but somehow she got flagged. And somehow the story went public.
Yeah, I had to pack me some Diet Coke. I heard there's a shortage in England.
You're not going to get arrested. They're just going to throw it all out.
Right.
They're just going to throw them all out.
If you have one Diet Coke that you're drinking on the way through security, you have to throw it out.
Correct.
Although I think they might be waiving some of those things. You know how now you, like, listen, if you have TSA pre, you don't have to worry about a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But now you can keep your shoes on in the regular, right?
Yeah.
And I think the next thing they're working on is liquids. So you don't have to dump all your.
I think the last time I flew was stupid and I forgot that I had two bottles of water.
Right, in your bag.
In my backpack.
So did you get flagged?
Oh yeah, they just took them out.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to wait an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
The guy goes through all your stuff.
Yeah, and he goes through all your stuff. Right.
It's annoying.
But I was stupid for doing
that. Yeah. It's your fault.
Yep. My fault.
Your fault. Being stupid.
Being dumb. Dumb to dumb dumb.
But my guess is that woman's just a mule.
Yeah.
Has to be. But like,
yeah.
I mean, don't you go to the person and say, "How about I try to smuggle 10 pounds instead of 60 pounds?" And by the way, doesn't that give your bag extra scrutiny that it's over 50 pounds?
That's true,
right? Like,
true.
That bag's gonna get extra looks,
right?
And how about people who try and smuggle guns through security?
I think most of those are just people who forgotten that they had. Like, I'm just chalking that up to,
how could you forget? You got a pack. You got to put a gun in a suitcase. Like,
maybe they travel with guns all the time.
Or maybe they just have it in their bag
all the time.
Usually, and they just forget about it. And then, boom, they're through the scanner.
Maybe that happens.
Yeah, I chalk up more to forgetful than,
me too.
Than just, I'm gonna pull a fast one on TSA and get this gun through security.
I think some people are probably just stupid and they think they can get it through.
Maybe.
But yeah, that woman, she's an idiot.
I was just flummoxed when I saw how much weed. I mean, it's in a box, and the weed is piling out of the top of the box, like by 2 feet. I don't know how she got it all in the suitcase.
And she never watched that smuggling show, whatever it is, on, like, if you watch it on National Geographic.
It's terrifying. Especially if you try to smuggle it into, if you try to smuggle those drugs into
Miami?
Certain countries.
Oh, yeah.
No, like certain countries, like, I don't know, I'm going to throw one out, like Indonesia, that have, like, death sentences for drug smuggling or having a certain amount of drugs on you, then that's the real idiocy.
Well, I've seen them where they kind of do go all over, but my understanding that most of the shows I've seen are like, they're based in like Miami or near the Mexico border or something. And it's the amount of dummies that try to sneak stuff through, and the range from like old people, the young people, just like grandmas, they're stuffing stuff in their wheelchairs, their walkers.
Yeah, I'm nervous just bringing my laptop through security because I don't know whether they want it out of the bag. Do they want it in a separate bin? I'm so nervous about my laptop.
You don't need to worry about it.
I don't have pre because I don't travel enough. You travel a lot more than I do. Via airplane.
Yeah,
so it makes sense for you.
Yeah,
what is it? But you know what? Isn't it like $80 a year?
I think $100.
Pretty
bucks.
Cheap.
It's nothing.
Doesn't cost a lot.
And it's worth it. Listen, I'll be honest with you. Most times, TSA pre and the regular, the speed is about the same because so many people, TSA pre is ubiquitous now. So many people have it.
Yeah.
But it is nice that you don't have to take off your friggin' shoes or you don't have to take your dumb laptop out separately. So for that, it's kind of worth it.
Hey, real quick before we go to break, of course, the top of the hour, we got John Keim kind of previewing the games tonight. But Arch Manning's grandfather, of course, is Archie Manning.
Mm-hmm. Archie.
And
Archie.
He was asked by somebody about his grandson coming back to Texas next year. Of course, he's playing for Texas this year, their preseason number one. He's only thrown 95 passes. He's had 2 starts, and that was good when Quinn Ewers was banged up last year. So this is his first full year of starting. But his granddaddy said he's coming back to Texas.
Right.
Peyton played 4 years. Eli played 4 years. Now it's different now. But
well, they're very realistic about it, too. Yeah. Like, he hasn't played yet. He's played 3 games.
He hadn't played a lot.
And Archie said the idea that
Let's
people are talking
plays.
About him as a Heisman favorite is absurd.
Yeah.
Or even a Heisman candidate.
There's a lot of pressure on him this year.
Yeah.
Preseason number one, got the Manning name. Maybe he plays great, right? And he's projected to go top 5 in the draft. But if he doesn't, and he just, he plays okay, I could see him coming back. just to get better. I could see that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's not going to affect his draft status, and he just gets better and gets more pro ready with another year in Austin.
Yeah. So that was interesting that Archie said he is coming back to Texas. Arch isn't going to do that. He'll be back at Texas. That's what he said.
By the way, have your guys' timelines been flooded? And I mean flooded over the past, I want to say it's like 3 or 4 days of the sororities doing all the wacky dances out in front of their sorority houses.
I've seen a few of
them coming back to campus.
It's so uninteresting to me. I mean, I don't click on it.
But I've had like 20 different ones. It makes me question my algorithm.
I saw some
like,
sorority in all yellow. It must have been going viral. I don't know what they were doing.
I've seen like a half dozen of them. They're all different. But they're all doing the same bit where they're all dancing. It's literally 100 sorority girls in like gym outfits or cowboy outfits, depending on where, like,
where
I think Oklahoma was one, Texas was another.
Yeah.
And they're just doing a dance with 200 girls out in front of their sorority houses.
Yeah.
They're getting hyped for Rush Week, which is probably next
week.
Which is next week.
Yeah.
So this is the yearly thing now. Early August, they crank these out.
Mars, yours is getting flooded with it, too.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
I mean, it's one of the better times of the summer.
Oh, you love it?
It's a good pastime. Man. Who doesn't like
it? Click on it.
A bunch of hot sorority chicks just, you know, dancing.
I see the celebs that are like the chicks that are in like their high heels and they're in that weird pose like on top of like a small like Coke can or something. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Or on top of a table.
I think I've seen one person do it. I haven't seen nearly as much of that as I have the sorority.
I think I saw Shawn Johnson do it. She's like the former gymnast. You remember her? And she was in like this little outfit in her heels, and she was doing it on top. I thought it was pretty creative. Was it her?
Is it the new planking? God forbid.
Or maybe it wasn't her, but if somebody did it on top of like a Jenga thing.
Okay.
I thought it was a funny bit.
Okay, that is kind of funny.
Play on it all.
Jenga, very delicate.
Yeah.
Very, very tough to keep it upright.
Did like a Nicki Minaj or somebody start? There was some like artist, I think, that started the trend. I don't know who it was. I don't think it was Nicki Minaj, but I don't know. It's just so stupid what people do.
Looking for that online clout. That's what they're looking for.
You imagine it's like guys doing smelling salts before their radio
show. Yeah, who
would
do something hacky like that?
Just trying to go viral.
Yeah, it's all we're trying to do.
Being stupid.
Just trying to make an impact. All right, coming up next, we will be joined by John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. He'll help us break down Pat's Commanders. The preseason begins tonight. John Keim joins us next.